It's Saturday, the first day in December, and I'm on my way in my car. Just driving the car gingerly out of my little property, and I'm nervous. Yeah, as if you didn't know already by the sound of my voice, I'm nervous because I'm going to present or communicate with, to be exact, an audience or a community that has me on edge. And it's not their fault that I'm on edge. It's just that I think that me as an adult going to talk with a group of kids from the age of 7 to the age of, let's say, 14 or 15, and I have to design something, lead something that will not bore them, that will capture their attention, that will they will find valuable, amusing, arresting, exciting, attractive, and irresistible. I have to do something that will give them an experience that will be memorable and will be of lasting value. And I have to somehow make this morning at Coder Dojo in Glanmire not just a boring old interruption with the usually interesting stuff to do with how you write code or how you make things happen through coding. And I'm a volunteer. I'm going along there today. I have volunteered to do a session on audio, on Audio Boo in particular. I'm not sure what I'm going to do. And I'm certainly, the thing I'm even more unsure about is how they're going to take it. I've got some ideas, I've been asking other people what they think would be interesting to the kids, and I've got a number of suggestions from people. But you know, like when you collect suggestions from people about what you could do, ultimately that's a great thing to do, but at the end of the day, the responsibility comes back down to, okay, I've heard all the suggestions, these are the ones I'm going to adopt. And you can't avoid that moment where you say, you know, either, oh, I've had enough suggestions, thank you, I can't possibly consider any more, or else, you know, thank goodness that I've got a second suggestion other than the one I had myself, which looked like a blank page. You know, you find yourself in the middle, in between those two extremes, but ultimately you're the one who has to make it happen for yourself. You have to tick, get your whole abilities to work. I mean, I can't go on stage, if you like, with these kids and get stage fright and run off like Stephen Fry did once. I can't actually just do a runner. I mean, I could actually turn the car back and say I've got a stomach cramp and I can't go on, or I can't say the car broke down. I'm too much in the local community. Some other car will come past with and say, I didn't see your car on the road. No, I couldn't get away with that. I could ring my wife and ask her to ring me up at 10:05 and say, Paul, come home, we have a family emergency. And I could say, oh look, I'm very sorry, let me hand over to Shirley here, she'll invent something on the spot to fill up the time today. I could do a runner. I could actually, I'm going through the green traffic lights just before I get to Rochestown Community Centre. There is Shirley Gallagher walking along the road with a piece of flip chart paper. I do hope we have a flip chart stand. Oh dear, it looks like I am committed. What do they say? You know, I feel like the turkey committed to Christmas. Okay, guys, I ain't got much. Now I gotta be careful, I gotta find a parking place. This is my usual parking place, but I better leave that for somebody else. Let me go down here and find another parking place. We'll just find a place down here, park there, and sure, look, for better or worse, this'll do. Yeah, and I'll go back now and into a cold, drafty community centre. I hope they've got heating on, actually. It's right, so there we are, an introduction to Coda Dojo about Audio Boo this morning. We have set up Coda Dojo at Glanmire Radio, so there will be a radio station broadcasting. But it won't be on Omani blog, it'll be on its own channel. We're going to have a Coder Dojo radio channel. Oh God, I wish I had... I don't wish anything. I'm in the perfect place. This is very, very good thing to be doing. Goodbye.